weekends here, and your Tech Concierge offers a more casual fare over the air. I'll review this past week's Tech Talk tips and open a buffet of Tech Gourmet Q&A on Saturday and Sunday. Put on your favorite headphones. Call in, comment, and don't be shy. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. The fun has only just begun, and you never know what you might learn. This is your Tech Talk Tip Recap for Saturday 2/3/18, where I take you through a quick review of all we did do this past week on the show. Starting last weekend, 127 Saturday Q&A Buffet was a quiet one, as I took the day off the air. That's rare. On Sunday, 128, my motivation message was entitled Laser-Like Focus. My friend from across the pond, Paul Omani from Cork, Ireland, checked in as he hadn't heard from me in a bit and expressed his concern. I shared with him and the world that I had found my soulmate after nearly 60 years and was truly inspired by this relationship. Supportive congrats came in from my dear friend Queen Eileen, and Paul now understands why I've been a bit distracted from podcasting lately. Go figure. Still, I had time to explore an interesting question from my Charisse about the Music Echo mystery. We're conducting a test, and after this recap, I'll be checking in with Charisse to see how the test works out. Stay tuned. On Motown Menagerie Monday, 129, we kicked off with the fact that the last time Anchor updated to version 2.17.2 was over 5 weeks ago now. It's almost a year since version 2.0 of Anchor was born and released to the world. Subtle hints that perhaps another big release may be on the horizon. Queen Eileen raised the issue of South by Southwest 2018 being the stimulus for a new version. KT chimed in with his thoughts, too. What do you think? On Tech Talk Tip Tuesday, 1/30/18, I discussed the topic of data backup with the subject, How's Your Image? It was presented via my Amazon Ask Avi Flash Briefing that currently airs weekly. You can listen to all of my previous week's flash briefings on www.techtalktips.com. On Welcome Wednesday, 1/31/18, the Beast Within You called in with his weekly tech question and asked if I thought it was wise to repurpose similar content on multiple podcasting venues. I answered with my Repurpose with a Purpose response. Ms. Belinda Karani mistakenly used a block feature and wanted to remove that block. Do you know how to do that? Bernie Golbach called in with sage advice with his iPhone battery repair story. Listen in to that. You may get some great ideas as to how you can save money on your next iPhone repair. Thoughtful Throwback Thursday 2/1 started off with an encore performance related to linking to episodes. James Firschweiler of DJ Jam Radio remembers as he has an incredible memory for more than just anchor segments. Thanks, James, for all your consistent support these past 2 years here on Anchor. You know I appreciate you. Fabulous Friday. Just yesterday, we started off with my intro and didn't get much further than that. I'm slipping, but you can do your part. Have you offered up your elevator pitch here yet? This week continued to be exceptionally busy for your Tech Concierge off of Anchor as new on-site system installs were being made all week long. It took time away from my usually consistent interaction here on Anchor, and hopefully things will return to normal again this week. Was your week filled with lots of international collaboration here on Anchor? If so, call in and let us know how things are going for you. Even when days are slower here with your Tech Concierge, you'll find lots of hot topics and answers in my episode section. This coming week promises even more, so be sure to come back and explore. More Q&A Tech Talk Tip Buffet is coming your way today, so call in and ask away. Share some tidbits of your own and bring up any subjects that you wish to discuss. It is Super Bowl weekend here, and the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be in the Super Bowl, and I'll tell you what. Our city is on fire. We're going to be celebrating all weekend and hopefully for a lot longer than that because we expect our Eagles to soar, fly, and we need to give the cheer. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! They're going to win. Keep an eye out for them. Charisse, we're doing a follow-up, and I want to make sure that you get to hear this response, this echo of the song that I repeated last week. So let's try it out. Let me know. If the experiment went well,
The song that I just echoed came from my archive that was echoed from Charisse's station last Saturday. And as a result, we want to see if when you echo a song from your archive that you've echoed from someone's station, whether they get a notification that that song was echoed. And if so, Charisse is going to call back in and let me know. If not, then she didn't get notified. The song just came out of my archives as if I would have brought it in anyway from the SoundCloud. So let's see what happens. And this will answer the question of why we get notifications when songs are reproduced on other people's stations, even if it's a song from a long time ago. We were trying to figure out and discover if, in fact, by repeating, by echoing a song that was placed in your archive from someone that you echoed, whether it would always notify them. And that is my theory. I want to see if it holds true. And the only way to test it is to take a song and track it and make sure. So that's what we did. I used Too Close by Next from Charisse's station last week. I brought it over. It went into my archives. And today I went back to last week's archive and I echoed it back to my station. Let's see what happens, and then we'll know.